Here's a hard truth that might sting. Your brilliant startup idea probably isn't what will make or break your company. In fact, obsessing over having a revolutionary concept might be the very thing holding you back. The real battleground of entrepreneurship isn't in the eureka moment. It's in the thousands of unglamorous decisions that follow. Think about Facebook. It wasn't the first social network. Instagram just added filters to photo sharing. Dollar Shave Club built a billion-dollar business without inventing anything new. Meanwhile, countless revolutionary ideas with cutting-edge technology have crashed and burned. The humanized mice technology seemed like a scientific breakthrough, yet it never found a viable application despite being genuinely innovative. What separates winners from losers isn't the idea itself, but the ability to execute, to transform a concept into a sustainable, profitable business that customers actually want. Most successful startups don't invent something entirely new. They integrate existing ideas in novel ways, some assembly required. When we strip away the mythology perpetuated by shows like Shark Tank, entrepreneurship is really about spotting opportunities and assembling resources to capitalize on them, then navigating countless pivots and on-the-fly decisions in the face of relentless uncertainty. Picture the typical successful entrepreneur. You're probably imagining a young, white guy from Stanford, hoodie-clad, aggressively pitching in Silicon Valley. Now, throw that image away, because it's mostly fiction. The data tells a different story. Many of America's 400 richest people lack advanced degrees, with 63 having only high school diplomas. Liberal arts majors often thrive in tech because they see the bigger picture. Women-led tech companies average 35% higher ROI, and women-founded companies in first-round capital's portfolio outperformed male-founded ones by 63%. Age stereotypes are equally misleading. The average age of successful tech company founders is 39, with entrepreneurial performance peaking in the late 50s. John Spitznagel became a first-time CEO in his 60s and delivered a 10x return on investment. Most successful entrepreneurs aren't chasing money. They're driven by mission and passion. Harith Rajagopalan left cardiology to found Fractal Health, developing treatments that promise to cure type 2 diabetes rather than just manage symptoms, defying every stereotype about what entrepreneurs should look like. Finding a high-potential startup opportunity comes down to two essential questions. Is there a genuine unmet need customers will gladly pay for? And why are you uniquely positioned to fill it? These questions break down into five criteria that separate viable ventures from pipe dreams. Market means addressing a true unmet need, not just a nice-to-have improvement. Vivis developed the first FDA-approved erectile dysfunction drug, dramatically underestimating demand when physicians reported few patient complaints. What they thought would be a niche medication became the fastest-selling prescription drug ever. Conversely, Novalar developed a dental drug to eliminate post-procedure numbness. Despite enthusiastic survey responses, dentists resisted selling it as an add-on service, considering it beneath their professional dignity. Market research had created the illusion of an unmet need where none truly existed. Competition requires understanding who will be threatened by your idea and how they'll respond. The myth that startups can safely target just 1% of IBM's market share rarely works because large companies fight for every scrap. Microsurge created partially reusable medical instruments, underestimating how fiercely big manufacturers would respond. Johnson & Johnson leveraged bundling, offering hospitals deep discounts on packages, making it impossible for Microsurge to penetrate the market. Technology means having the technical capacity to execute at scale. When solving multiple technical challenges simultaneously, success probability multiplies rather than averages. With five challenges each having 90% success probability, overall success drops to just 59%. Transcell's artificial pancreas required solving five simultaneous challenges that proved impossible to combine within budget constraints, like a Rubik's Cube, where solving one problem created others. Proprietary position maintains an unfair advantage that prevents copying. patents provide a 17-year exclusive, but they're only valuable if enforceable. Cardiac Science developed an advanced defibrillator with patent protection. But when a large competitor copied the technology, the lawsuit became prohibitively expensive, estimated at $15 million annually over several years. Despite having valid IP, they had to abandon the product entirely. Financial requirements determine whether you can generate enough cash before running out of money or investor patience. The less money needed to demonstrate clear progress, the more appealing your startup becomes. Ventures requiring massive upfront investment before any validation are risky because there are no intermediate milestones. They either work or don't. Forget Shark Tank's fantasy. VCs blend quantifiable metrics with gut instinct about your team, management quality, and customer understanding, science and art combined. Counterintuitively, seek investment as late as possible. Exhaust personal savings, family loans, and credit cards first. Venture funding is expensive. You surrender significant ownership. The further along you are, the better your valuation. Personal investment demonstrates commitment. $300,000 from three co-founders signals stronger conviction than immediately seeking outside money. Prioritize quality over quantity. Research VCs with experience in your space. Peloton illustrates this. California VCs rejected them because their outdoor culture missed indoor cycling's appeal, while New York VCs immediately understood its value. Prepare 30 minutes of content for pitch meetings, leaving time for questions. VCs demand deep knowledge about your startup, market, and challenges. Never discuss valuation during the pitch. It's proposing marriage on a first date. Don't believe VCs only care about billion-dollar markets. Exaggerating backfires during due diligence when VCs verify every claim and assess character, commitment, and management competence. Deep commitment can overcome experience gaps, but treating your startup as a side hustle is a deal breaker. Traditional hiring overvalues credentials while neglecting character. The solution? Talk to candidates' former direct reports, not just bosses. Ask if they were team players, flexible, decisive, and if they'd work with them again. Skills can be learned, character cannot. Experience matters, especially startup experience. Someone who's survived a failed company brings valuable perspective that balances optimism. Startup experience trumps big company experience because startups demand rapid pivoting. Entrepreneurs often fill boards with impressive directors lacking relevant experience. Theranos exemplifies this danger. Its board included Henry Kissinger and Jim Mattis, but no VCs or blood testing experts who might have questioned Elizabeth Holmes' fraud. Effective directors need significant time commitment and equity incentives. While big companies trap employees in silos, startups thrive when everyone owns the entire enterprise. Equity grants beyond founders create this mindset, transforming employees into stakeholders who never say, "It's not my job." Preserve culture by eliminating demotivators, mission drift, poor compensation, bureaucratic creep, and bad managers. Remove these frustrations to maintain the enthusiasm employees bring when first joining. After investing in over 250 startups, one pattern emerges. Success depends on handling execution challenges, not the original business plan. No funded startup grows according to plan. All require a contradictory blend of focus and flexibility to overcome unexpected obstacles. Founders struggle with execution partly because business education emphasizes opportunity identification over implementation. Functions like legal work, HR, and accounting should be outsourced initially. They create clutter that distracts from value-driving activities. The danger lies in feeling productive by completing low-value tasks while neglecting strategic goals. Perfectionism severely hampers execution. The perfect is the enemy of the good. Anything worth doing is worth doing poorly, meaning it's better to demonstrate basic viability before refining. Align's early market testing used imperfect radio advertising in Austin to prove consumer demand for Invisalign. For support functions, good enough is usually good enough. Many successful startups pivoted completely after initial failures. Dura pivoted from allergy treatment to product licensing after weather undermined their clinical trial, eventually achieving IPO and acquisition. BAS Medical pivoted from Relaxin for childbirth to treating heart failure with an entirely new management team, a high-risk move that paid off when the renamed Corthera was sold to Novartis. Strategic alliances can fill operational gaps, but pose significant risks. When pitching a heart attack treatment to Marion Labs CEO, negotiations stalled over unfavorable terms. Walking away led to securing better conditions with Wyeth, proving that sometimes the best partnership is the one you don't make. Your startup journey can end in months or decades. Consider your endgame from the start. Exit expectations shape critical decisions throughout. When founders prioritize the CEO title over building value, VCs hesitate to invest. IPOs carry mythology but rarely match reality. Post-IPO life means constant scrutiny from analysts, wildly fluctuating stock prices, and loss of control as new shareholders gain voting rights to potentially fire you. Research shows having two or three CEOs within the first decade correlates with the best startup success odds. At Align, founding CEO Zia Chisti resisted this reality, valuing his title over wealth potential. New CEO Tom Prescott turned the company around. Today, Align is worth over $25 billion, proof that sometimes stepping aside is the best move. While we celebrate resilient founders, there's no shame in cutting losses on failing startups. Set clear benchmarks for when to pull the plug. In venture capital, lemons ripen early. Troubled startups typically show warning signs within the first year. After decades in startups, here's what matters. Seek multiple perspectives, but remember, most advice reflects personal experience. There's no foolproof formula. Find your own path based on your unique strengths and passions. True entrepreneurs aren't risk takers. They're opportunity chasers who pursue deals with favorable odds. Play to win, not to not lose. Target excellence. You need an A in only a few things, not everything. It's usually the jockey, not the horse, that drives success.